Hello, I'm Cindy Talley, and I've had the remarkable opportunity to get to know eight Juilliard artists who happen to be coming to Kansas next week. They'll be performing in an innovative project called American Fusion Into the Sun. I'd like you to get to know Maria M. She's a New Yorker, and as I was talking to her, she was walking down the streets of Manhattan. You can hear the horns, the cars, the brakes, background noises of the people all through the conversation. Maria started playing the piano when she was very young. Her teacher switched her to the violin when she was eight because she had small hands. One concert in Manhattan completely changed her perspective about music. You said you don't even know that passion exists until you're exposed to it. Is that what happened with you?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, my parents always wanted me to play music, and so I did it out of kind of, you know, listening to my parents, and I didn't want to get in trouble, so I would go to lessons and practice, but really I didn't know that this is what I wanted to do for a living and for as my career, as my life, until I went to a concert. It was a very small concert, actually, in Manhattan in a hall that doesn't even exist anymore, and it was a chamber music concert, and I just remember sitting there and for the first time feeling this emotional connection to the music, and I never felt that before. And it was really, it took me aback a lot, and I didn't know how to respond to that, and I didn't know what was going on until my next lesson, and I explained it to my teacher, and she said, finally, like, you see the beauty of music, and you see that this is not just, you know, like an exercise, or it's not just something you do because you want to be a good daughter to your parents. And for me, that was the turning point of like, okay, I actually love what I do, and I want to do this. I want to pursue this. And so that was my moment of transformation, I think.
You made a statement about it being a rare thing that you can connect personally with your audience, other than just during the performance. Tell me, what does that add?
I think a lot of the times when people go to see concerts, especially I think when it's a larger ensemble, there is an invisible wall from the stage to the seat where the audience is sitting, and it's like this unspoken etiquette thing where you don't touch the artwork kind of thing. You know, this museum mentality of like, please stay behind the lines or behind the rope, please do not touch, do not take photography. I feel like it's this stuffy idea of musicians and audience, like what the relationship of the two are. And I think most of the time people go see a concert, you see the performance, and then they go home. There's never this, you never hear the voices of the people who are playing. You never get to know them as a human being, and so much of who you are personally ties into how you're going to perform and what you present to the audience. And for me, when I'm able to be on stage and be able to break down that wall between audience and performer and be able to just draw them in and say, hey, like, I'm a person just like you are, and I, you know, this is who I am, and I want you guys to know that because I want to connect with you. I want you to know that music is, it's something that brings people together. It's something that kind of brings out the similarities in people that I think a lot of the times, even for myself, sometimes that I don't realize is there until I reach my hand out and say, come join me. Come join the people I'm performing with, and, you know, throughout this experience. It's not just for me. I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for you guys. And when I'm able to do that, which was exactly the case in Kansas, it just kind of made my nerves calm, and it made me be totally myself. And I think that my playing improved because I was able to just be me, and instead of putting on just like this very reserved act for the audience and then leaving and then never getting to know them and them never getting to know me.
Maria will be reaching out her hand to invite you to cross that invisible wall between audience and performers Tuesday evening, September 2nd at the Garden City High School in Garden City. The whole conversation with Maria M. and more information about the performance is online at hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.